Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky, all that along with some interesting bits of trivia. Last week, March 15th, marked the birth in 1867 of Florenz Ziegfeld Jr. in Chicago, where his father ran the Chicago Musical College. Young Ziegfeld worked in the conservatory, and in 1893, when his father opened a variety hall called the Trocadero, the junior Ziegfeld booked strongman Eugene Sandow in a show called the Sandow Trocadero Vaudevilles. Ziegfeld took Sandow on a vaudeville tour and began producing shows with backing from Diamond Jim Brady, among others. In 1896, while on a talent expedition in Europe, Ziegfeld met Anna Held, who he brought to New York and married the following year. He produced seven musicals for her, including Papa's Wife in 1899 and Miss Innocence in 1908. But he's best known for producing elaborately staged revues designed to emphasize the glamour and beauty of the American girl, including 21 Follies between 1907 and 1931. The Follies featured or made famous Fanny Brice, Burt Williams, Nora Bayes, Jack Norworth, Ed Wynn, W.C. Fields, and Will Rogers, among others. He also produced a number of musical comedies starring Eddie Cantor and Marilyn Miller, among them Sally in 1920, Showboat in 1927, and Whoopee in 1928. Ziegfeld eventually moved to Hollywood to advise Samuel Goldwyn on motion pictures based on the Follies. Florenz Ziegfeld died on July 22, 1932, and in 1936, a motion picture biography called The Great Ziegfeld was released, starring William Powell, with Nat Pendleton as Sandow. So here in honor of Florenz Ziegfeld is a set of songs from the Ziegfeld Follies. We'll be right back.
Mark, you'll be live up there with you. What we love about you is that you are just the same old man.
I have the blues.
From the Ziegfeld Follies of 1923, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra recording for Edison in August of 1925, and Shake Your Feet, written by Dave Stamper. We began the show with some more shaking the blues away from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, August 22, 1927. In between the shaking, we heard the Victor Light Opera Company and a medley of songs from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1917. Choo Chin Chow, Just Because You're You, Same Old Moon, Just You and Me, and Hello, My Dearie. Other than Just Because You're You, which was written by Jerome Kern, the music on those was written by Raymond Hubbell and Dave Stamper, with lyrics by Gene Buck. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on March 17, 1926, The Girlfriend, with music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart, opened at the Vanderbilt Theater in New York City and ran for 301 performances. So here to commemorate the debut of The Girlfriend are three songs from that show, beginning with the California Ramblers. Thank you.
there. God changed the scenery just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home.
Hot stuff. Some Songs from the Girlfriend, which debuted at the Vanderbilt Theater on March 17, 1926. We began, appropriately enough, with The Girlfriend, the California Ramblers, April 21, 1926. We heard solos in there by Ray Johnston on trumpet and Bobby Davis on soprano sax. After the California Ramblers, we heard the Romeo Dance Orchestra and Mountain Greenery. And we finished up that Girlfriend set with The Blue Room, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra recording for Victor on December 13th, 1932. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. That's right, a new feature on Rapidly Rotating Records where we play records which were recorded this past week in history. Hence the name of the segment, This Week in Recording History. Don't you see? Anyway, here are three Rapidly Rotating Records which were recorded... All right, I'll spare you the echo. This past week in history, beginning with Ted Lewis and his orchestra.
Another gal, and then you rave. You even crave. You want to see him laying in his grave. So if your man is nice, girls, take my advice and hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty loving, and treat him right. Because a good man nowadays is hard to find.
Thank you. going in the summer, and I won't come back till fall. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. With a sign upon the table, I'll be laughing at you all. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. And I'll make whoop, whoop, whoopee night and day. Anytime my wifey wants me, you can tell her where to call. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal.
Some rapidly rotating records from this week in history. We began with a record having its 75th birthday this very day. From March 23, 1928, Ted Lewis and his band, and A Good Man is Hard to Find, written by Eddie Green. Next, from March 16, 1924, it was Johnny DeDroit and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra and Brown Eyes. Brown Eyes is credited to cornetist Johnny DeDroit, who was born in New Orleans in 1892 and who used a mute almost exclusively when he played. It was recorded by the General Phonograph Corporation in New Orleans using a mobile recording van. And we just heard Harry Reaser's Seven Little Polar Bears with Tommy Stax performing vocally on Hello Montreal, recorded March 16, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
This past week, March 18th, marked the birth in 1899 in Valenciennes, France, of Jean Goldkett. He lived in Greece and Russia before moving to the U.S. in 1911, where his ambition was to become a concert pianist, but his career started as a pianist at Lamb's Cafe in Chicago. He joined Edgar Benson's organization in Chicago, where he was soon directing several Benson orchestras. He formed his own band in 1924 and was able to set up his own business, acquiring a building in Detroit, which he turned into the Greystone Ballroom. He got a recording contract with Victor and formed additional bands, each labeled as a Jean Goldkett Orchestra. He hired some of the best musicians of the time, including Bix Beiderbecke, Frankie Trumbauer, Eddie Lang, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Chauncey Morehouse, Hoagy Carmichael, Pee Wee Hunt, Don Redman, and Spiegel Wilcox, as well as several notable arrangers, including Bill Chalice and Bill Rank. The original Goldkett Orchestra made their last live performance on September 18, 1927, but various units continued to record until 1929. In the 1930s, Goldkett worked in radio and concentrated his efforts on operating his dance halls and managing the 20-plus bands that bore his name. In the late 1930s, he formed the American Symphony Orchestra, and in 1939 conducted the orchestra at Carnegie Hall, featuring compositions by Edward McDowell and George Gershwin. He made concert appearances into the 1950s, including performances with the Detroit Symphony. Gene Goldkett orchestras were still performing into the 1950s, and in 1959 he assembled a band to recreate his original music on a stereo LP. Gene Goldkett died of a heart attack on March 24, 1962. Here are three from Gene Goldkett.
Thank you. if I gave myself the time to think about you, I'd go mad to think that I'm without you. Each night now I pray that I may find a way of forgetting you.
Bandleader Gene Goldkett, born March 18, 1899. We began that little tribute with the Goldkett Band on February 3, 1927, and a song written by Ira Gershwin and Philip Cherig called Sunny Disposish. The arrangement was by Don Murray, and the vocal was by the Revelers, Charles Harrison, Louis James, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn. Next, it was Gene Goldkett's book Cadillac Orchestra from September 28, 1926, and just a bird's-eye view of my old Kentucky home. Book Cadillac refers to the Book Cadillac Hotel in Detroit, which was opened in 1924 by the Book brothers, J.B., Herbert, and Frank, and for which Goldkett provided bands. At the time, it was the tallest hotel in the world at 33 floors and featured three ballrooms. It's now abandoned, but is still standing. And we finished up with the Goldkett Band with Gene Napier vocalizing on DeSilva Brown and Henderson's Forgetting You from December 7th, 1928.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, March 20th, marked the birth in 1907 in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, of Oswald George Nelson, better known as Ozzie. Ozzie Nelson was the youngest person ever to achieve the rank of Eagle Scout, which he accomplished at age 13. He went on to Rutgers University, where he was a star quarterback on the football team. He originally wanted to be a cartoonist, but after graduating from Rutgers, he entered law school. He led a band in order to pay for law school, but after graduating, he chose band leading as a career. In addition to leading the band, he composed songs and could play all the instruments of the band with the exception of the trumpet. In 1932, he hired Harriet Hilliard as a vocalist, and they were married 3 years later. In 1944, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet debuted on radio, and after an 8-year run, switched to television for 14 years. Ozzie Nelson died on June 3, 1975. Here's Ozzie Nelson.
Debating, it's hello or goodbye. Yet I'm between a kiss and a sigh. You keep hesitating, can't I get some reply? 'Cause I'm between a kiss and a sigh. Won't you explain the case? What will I have to face? Would I be out of place in your arms? I don't mind the waiting if I only knew why, but I'm between a kiss and a
You probably would never have guessed that was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, but it was on June 23rd, 1935, playing Tiger Rag. Before Tiger Rag, we heard Ozzie and the Band in 1938, and Between a Kiss and a Sigh, written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. And we began with Swamp Fire from March 11th, 1935. Ozzie Nelson, born March 20th, 1907. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.